Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Tweet at Drive Time RTÉ.
Gardaí are continuing to investigate an incident in Gort last night where the Minister for State for Disability, Anne Rabbitt, and Fine Gael TD, Ciarán Cannon, had a bag of excrement thrown at them following a public meeting. Thought the Micheál Martin has said in the last couple of minutes that he spoke to Minister Rabbitt this morning to offer his support. He said one of the strengths of Irish democracy is the ease of access to our public representatives and that these kind of unacceptable actions damage civil society and democratic discourse. Well, we're joined in studio now by Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Minister of State with responsibility for financial services, credit unions and insurance, and also Fine Gael TD for Dún Laoghaire. And you're very welcome, Minister, to the programme this evening. I suppose firstly, really, your reaction to what happened in Gort last night.
On behalf of my colleagues. I mean, you said it was following a public meeting. It was actually during a public meeting, if you don't mind my saying. And the reason that that's relevant is that the meeting continued and that the person, as I understand it, came back into the meeting and stood very close to the people whom he had thrown this at for the remainder of the meeting. And I suppose a big question is, well, what should you do in that situation? You know, I'm sure it wasn't anticipated by the organisers of the meeting, but what's the appropriate response? What's the appropriate response by any meeting organiser? What's the appropriate response by the other politicians there? What's the appropriate response by the people there? Is this about the issue of the meeting, which I frankly think, you know, is never going to be relevant? It's about the conduct of politics. Mm. And it's very hard not to be upset, whatever about the individuals involved, the relationships, the political parties. We have a fantastic way of doing politics in Ireland, which is a really connected way of doing politics. We have multiple seat constituencies. People can access their politicians really easily, whether in their constituency clinics, whether in the playground, in the supermarket. It's very connected. It's very close. It's one of the great strengths of our system. Not only that, but we have a political, an electoral system that provides the most representative outcome possible with PRSTV. Small parties that don't get much support have the capacity to get seats in the parliament in ways that other European democracies don't allow. We have the capacity to form alliances and form governments in a genuinely, completely representative way because of our electoral system. And it is a huge strength, and it reflects the real preferences of people. The real preferences, yeah, of the Irish people. So we don't want that to change. But this toxicity that's developing in Irish politics genuinely threatens it. And we have to take moments and go, hold on a second. Are we going to continue down that path? Are we going to allow this to change? And this isn't about Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Labour, Sock Dems or anything. This is about everybody. And it's about the Irish people's democracy and what they are happy to allow happen for the future.
I was also struck that by that point in reports of what happened last night, which is that, as you say, after throwing the excrement, the person who did that was, I think, standing very close to Minister Anne Rabbitt, and the meeting, as you say, continued. You're saying what should have happened. What do you think should have happened?
In my mind, something has happened to an elected representative, or indeed any person. Let's look at it like this. Let's say somebody threw something like that at a member of the audience. I would have stopped the meeting. I would have stopped the meeting. What would you have done? Mm. I would have stopped the meeting and said, hold on a second. This is not the way that we conduct any part of our public discourse. We are a free and civil society, and we are allowed to organise and have meetings. I don't care what they're about. Whether they're a residents' association meeting, a protest meeting, whatever they're about, people are entitled to turn up and ask questions. People are entitled to turn up and answer questions. And I simply would have stopped the meeting if somebody had been, and of course I wasn't there and I didn't see it, but if I, in my imagination, you know, assaulted in that way, that somebody had them, whether they were an audience member, an organiser, a participant, whatever they happened to be, you stop the meeting, because that's the only way of saying, hold on a second, that's not acceptable.
You're talking about a developing toxicity in Irish politics. Do you think, and again, I'm trying to put myself into the mind of Anne Rabbitt in particular, maybe because she's a woman, you know, and I know that you have spoken very much in the past about women in politics as well, in that situation, you know, and how she might have been feeling in that situation. If this is something that is developing, how do we stop it?
We stop it by the actions of individuals, Sarah. We stop it by the actions of individuals. We have one of the longest continuously established democracies in the world. Our level of satisfaction is the fifth highest in the world. When you compare it to the UK, it's 43rd, right? We, more than 8 out of 10 Irish people say they're very satisfied with their democracy. And, you know, you can have political differences all the time, but the system is very strong. Mm. But this is, something is changing in it that is making people not want to participate. Something, whether as campaign managers, whether as people who are running for election, I think it is particularly difficult for women. I can't get women to commit to running in, you know, in my own area. People whom I know would be absolutely brilliant representatives. They're shying away from politics. And I think the discourse on social media, the lies that are told about politicians that go uncorrected on social media, the assumption that they're all somehow bad. I can tell you there are plenty of politicians right across Ireland who could get jobs very easily elsewhere. It's not a straightforward or an easy job, but it's a job that people do because they love it. They do it because they love serving their community. They love working for the people around them. And they do it, by the way, because the people chose them to do it. And only the people get to put them out, not the toxicity of Twitter or anything else like
that. Well, speaking about the toxicity of Twitter, I was looking with interest on the reaction to what happened on Twitter. And most people that I saw were saying this is completely unacceptable, shouldn't be happening, etc. But there were some people saying, why is Anne Rabbit whinging? Why is Ciarán Cannon whinging when people are dying in our health service, when people are homeless? You know, and those are two very big, serious issues. I am not in any way saying that that excuses anything that happened last night. But those are two very big serious issues that people are very badly affected by in their everyday lives. Do you think that those big crises are hardening attitudes towards politicians?
Well, first of all, I saw as many people being really critical, actually, you know what I mean? I actually saw a much more even spread. I saw an awful lot of toxicity. I think a lot of good people on Twitter say nothing because they just see it and they reflect on it, they move on, they don't necessarily say anything. But to be honest with you, like, We have crises at all times in our democracy, whether it's the unemployment crisis and the banking crisis 10 years ago, whether it's the interest rate crisis of the 1980s and the unemployment crisis then, whether it was interest rates, the oil price inflation in the 1970s. There is no time when we're not going to have a crisis in our democracy. But we have to be able to continue to have a democracy. And frankly, I didn't see either Anne Rabbit or Ciarán Cannon whinging in any way. What I saw were two people who were attacked and who stayed there. Who stayed there to participate in the meeting with their constituents when, frankly, the meeting should have been stopped. They stayed and they did their job. And, you know, when you think about it, just think about the practicalities of it. There's something for a politician every different night. Wednesday night, the day before going back to school, and you go to a, you know, public meeting, you know, before kids are going back to school, you go to a public meeting, you're attacked, physically attacked at it, and you stay there and you finish out your evening and you stay and you finish out your job. Which part of that is whinging exactly?
Yeah. Well, I know that she has said that her throat was dry and she just, you know, the legs went out from under her.
You go into shock.
Indeed. Just finally, and very briefly, Jennifer, I know that obviously you had your own recent case where you had, where you're being sent unsolicited sexual content online, and you had talked about during the last general election that made things very difficult for you because that involves meeting people, obviously. We're not that far off another general election. Do you think things, or do you expect things will be worse, or do you fear things will be worse going into the next general election, given the atmosphere?
See, I don't know. I'm never be afraid of the people that I represent. I'm never be afraid of walking around my constituency with the people that I represent, the really good people that I represent. What's frightening is the thing that you don't know, is you don't know who that person is, or what's crossing the road, or where the threat is. That's where things get difficult. And we've seen these, like, I mean, I don't want to you don't want to scaremonger or make too much, but it's like we've had two incidents in the UK in the last 5 years of really serious attacks that ended up being fatal. You know, our politics is more connected than that. And you can't have a situation where politicians are afraid to do their job and to be among their constituents.
And do you think they are?
I don't think they are, because they're all out doing it. But I think it's becoming more of a consideration for all of them. And the thing about it is, it will impact their demeanour. It will impact how they are open to interact with people. It will impact their warmness, their engagement. Do you know what I mean? How connected they want to be with people because of that question around it. And that's really damaging to democracy as well. That's really damaging to, if you and I met in the street and you wanted to talk to me about something and I'm just not sure. Whereas before, maybe you just, you know what I mean, you're completely embracing that conversation. You're completely embracing that interaction. And that's where that threat actually, I think, can have a real impact and a real damaging impact, apart from more serious threats that are beginning to emerge.
Okay, well, it's no doubt an issue we'll return to, but thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill. You can let us know what you think to 51551.